In example 5.7a, we have a complete phrase, tonic, predominant, dominant, tonic. The tonic chord is prolonged through the use of a neighbor tone in the bass and the use of a passing tone in the melody. The 5-6 chord prolongs the tonic. In example 5.7b, we have 4 chords, one corresponding to each tonal area. Again, tonic, predominant, dominant, tonic. Now, the tonic chord has 2 melody notes. So, in other words, the tonic chord is subject to a change of voicing. We'll hear the outer voices, and then we'll hear the entire progression. C is similar to the previous example. The tonic chord also has 2 melody notes here, but now it's also being prolonged through a change of position or change of inversion from 1 to 1/6. We would call that a bass arpeggiation, as the bass is going do me. We've got the outer voices in parallel tenths. Not literally tenths, but essentially compound thirds. D is more like a fragment than an actual phrase. It doesn't have a strong cadence at the end, or perhaps it has just a very weak cadence. At any rate, we've got here the 4 chord prolonging the 1 chord, so at the beginning, and then we've got the 5-6, which I would understand most likely as prolonging 1. In 5.7e, we're back to a complete phrase, again with tonic, predominant, dominant, and final tonic. Now, the tonic and predominant chords or areas are just a single chord each, 1 and then 4. And then the dominant chord, the 5, is prolonged again through bass arpeggiation. So 5 and then going to 5-6.